Audio Generation, PF 11, 5.
I am Liam. Financial planning sounds like something only adults in suits do, but it is really just about making a map for your life. Today we are looking at the core principles that will keep you on track, no matter how much money you earn. Whether you are transitioning from high school to a career or heading off to university, having a financial blueprint is what separates people who are stressed about money from people who are in control. We are going to look at the principles of goal setting, saving, and managing credit that will set you up for success. Let's start building your plan.
I am Maya. I will show you how to set SMART goals. You cannot save $1 million by next Tuesday, but you can build a plan to reach almost any goal if you break it down into realistic steps. We will describe key personal financial planning principles like starting to save early and maintaining a good credit rating. A realistic goal is the foundation of every successful financial plan. We'll look at how to take a big dream, like buying your first home, and turn it into a series of small, manageable monthly targets. By the end of this, you'll know how to tell if a goal is actually achievable or just a fantasy.
I am Chloe. I will explain one of the most important concepts in investing, diversification. This is the secret to protecting your money from the ups and downs of the economy. We'll talk about why you should never put all your eggs in one basket, and how to spread your savings across different types of investments. Whether it's a simple savings account, a GIC, or a mutual fund, diversification keeps your plan alive, even when one part of the market is doing poorly. We'll look at the pros and cons of different investment types, so you can choose the ones that are right for your current stage of life.
And I am Noah. We will also look at how and why financial planning differs depending on your stage of life. What matters to you at 18, like paying for school or buying a car, is very different from what matters at 50. We'll look at the financial implications of your post-secondary choices and describe how to prepare a financial plan that supports your transition from school to a career. Planning isn't a one-time thing. It's a lifelong habit. Let's dive into the principles that will guide you through every stage of your journey.
The first principle of financial planning is to set realistic goals using the SMART method. S stands for specific. Instead of saying, I want to save money, say, I want to save $2,000 for college. M is measurable. You need to be able to track your progress. A is achievable. Ensure your goal is actually possible given your income. R is realistic. Don't plan to save 90% of your paycheck. And T is time-bound. Give yourself a deadline, like in 18 months. When your goal is SMART, your brain stops feeling overwhelmed and starts looking for ways to make it happen. The second principle is to start saving early. As we saw in our first video, compound interest loves time. Saving $10 a week starting at age 16 is much more powerful than saving $50 a week starting at age 30. Time is your greatest asset right now. Don't waste it.
The third principle is diversification. This means you spread your money around so you aren't at risk if one thing fails. Imagine you put all your savings into one company's stock and that company goes out of business. You'd lose everything. But if you have some money in a savings account, some in a GIC, and some in a diversified mutual fund, you are protected. If the stock market goes down, your savings account is still safe. If interest rates are low, your stocks might be doing great. The pro of diversification is safety and peace of mind. The con is that it takes a little more effort to manage multiple accounts. For a student, diversification might just mean having a checking account for spending and a savings account for your long-term goals. It's about building a solid base so you never find yourself with $0.
Maintaining a good credit rating is another vital principle. Your credit rating is like a grade for how you handle money. If you pay your bills on time and don't borrow more than you can afford, your grade goes up. This makes it easier for you to get a car loan or an apartment later in life. A bad credit rating can follow you for years, making everything more expensive because banks will charge you higher interest rates. The tip here is to always pay at least the minimum on every bill, every single month. Financial planning is about being proactive. It means looking ahead at your expenses and planning for them before they become an emergency. Motivation comes from seeing your net worth grow and knowing that you have the freedom to make choices about your future.
Finally, remember that your plan will change. When you are transitioning from high school to a career, your plan will focus on paying off student loans and setting up your first apartment. In your 30s, you might focus on buying a home or starting a family. In your 50s, you will focus on retirement and healthcare. This is why you need to review your plan at least once a year. A good financial plan is a living document that grows with you. By following these principles, you are not just managing money. You are building the life you want. Our final video will look at how to finance the very next step of your journey, post-secondary education. We'll show you where to find the money to pay for the learning that will launch your career. See you in the final lesson.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.